This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Prime Minister Maudsley promises rural residents relief from water issues in a matter of weeks. Barbados gets another shipment of COVID-19 vaccines. The Barbados Secondary Teachers Union wants stricter COVID-19 protocols at schools. And a new app launched to reduce school bullying. This is the latest from Starcom Network News. I'm Kashi Brown. Details in a moment. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Maudsley has promised residents of St. Joseph and other rural parishes that relief is coming in the form of persistent water. Is coming from the persistent water outages that they've been experiencing. She made the announcement during a ceremony to mark the opening of the renovated St. Joseph Outpatients Clinic. Prime Minister Maudsley outlined various initiatives to solve the problems, including a longer-term remedy in the form of a new reservoir that will be completed in about 6 months. However, she said additional efforts could ease the water situation in a couple of weeks as a desalination plant that has been out of commission is being brought back online.
We don't have to wait for that, because what we are doing, and hopefully within 2 weeks, we shall have the 3 million gallons from the Ionics plant that has been out of commission. Those 3 million gallons have been out of commission since September last year because of a fouling of the membranes. They've gotten the membranes, they've gotten the variable frequency drives, I believe are coming in tomorrow. It will allow us at last to be able to pump water back down Highway 1. And then when we get of that 3 million gallons, to take 2.25 million gallons up to Trent's. And when we get it to Trent's, we will send some to Shop Hill and some to Apes Hill.
Ms. Maudsley says this will bring immediate relief to the affected areas.
That will mean that without prejudice to vineyard being finished for the residents of St. Joseph, and without prejudice to St. Stephen's Lodge Hill pipeline being done for the benefit of the residents who take off of the Shop Hill Reservoir, in other words, Bagatelle and Edge Hill Heights and Shop Hill, etc., that we will have enough water hopefully flowing in about 2 weeks' time that will allow the Shop Hill Reservoir and the Apes Hill to be able to send water to those two areas so that Eastern St. Joseph can start to get water on a regular basis without the pressure that it has had to face.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Maudsley. Meanwhile, Minister of Health and Wellness, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick, promised a more efficient and available healthcare system in the country overall, especially as we battle the challenges posed by the COVID-19 pandemic.
All of us are aware of the urgency of proper management of infectious disease cases while permitting routine management of non-infectious patients. We are aware that the delivery of quality and affordable healthcare services to Barbadians is a task that cannot be postponed. It is our goal at the Ministry of Health and Wellness and the mandate given to me by the Prime Minister to improve efficiency and the performance of health systems to make healthcare more available, accessible, and affordable to our citizens and in their communities.
That's Minister of Health and Wellness, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick. Barbados is to receive a shipment of COVID-19 vaccines this morning. Barbados got its last major batch of vaccines last month when the island received 33,600 doses of the AstraZeneca doses through the COVAX facility. Prior to that, the island received a batch of 100,000 vaccines donated by the Indian government in February. Barbados has set itself a target of vaccinating 80% of the population in an effort to achieve herd immunity and has so far vaccinated approximately 75,000 people under the National Vaccination Program. With government's intention to continue a phased reopening of face-to-face classes, the Barbados Secondary Teachers Union is urging students to comply with the COVID-19 protocols to prevent spread of the virus. President Marianne Redmond also expressed concern about the 3 feet social distance rule, as well as the number of students in a classroom at one time. Ms. Redmond says teachers have been complaining that protocols need to be more stringent, and she wants something done about it.
In no other business places or institutions or government offices, this is the case. It is all 6 feet, and the only exception to that is schools, and teachers have a serious concern in relation to this as a potential threat to their health. At 3 feet, I have gotten calls from some of the members that they have as many as 29 and 30 students in a class, which should not be, and that is an area of concern up to today. I got 2 calls from 2 different members in that regard, that even though they have complained, the classes continue to be arranged in a way that puts them in front of a class of 30 students and 29 students. That is unsatisfactory given the fact that we are still in a situation of community spread.
That's president of the BSTU, Marianne Redmond. A new app has been developed with the aim of reducing bullying incidents among school children. Supreme Counseling yesterday launched the app Safe Zone, which allows students to report cases of bullying anonymously. Chief Executive Officer of Supreme Counseling, Sean Clark, says the app, which has been given the support of the Ministry of Education, is a good step to ridding bullying from schools.
It helps the schools to increase its supervisory systems by always having that watchdog out for you. A young man in your community who is playing truant, dresses for school every morning, but as soon as his parent leaves, returns home, takes his school uniforms out and roams the streets. That report can be sent to the particular school for investigation. We are accustomed to taking videos and so on of fights by young people on our phones and using them to place on social media and so. Here's an app now that gives you the opportunity to do something positive with those videos, with those photos, in order for whatever the behavior is to be actioned.
Meantime, Education Minister Santia Bradshaw touted the development of the app, saying it is timely and necessary.
Because many students feel often when they're being bullied that there's nobody who understands, that there's nobody to talk to. The truth is that it has a damaging effect on the student and the student population, and it poses a challenge to our schools and by extension to our communities. I recall in the last week or so when I visited a number of the schools, a number of young people indicated to me that they had a preference for being at home. The majority wanted to be back at school, but there were some who expressed a desire to remain online. And when I pushed a little further, apart from the fact that some of them were very engaged in doing online games, I also recognized that some of them may very well have been fearful of returning to the school plant environment, where in many cases they've been exposed to the issue of bullying.
That's Minister of Education Santia Bradshaw. President of the Haitian Association of Barbados has been expressing concern about what she describes as discrimination against the Haitian community here. Marie Etienne tells Starcom Network News that although there are just around 150 Haitians living in Barbados, some of them are ill-treated, especially when speaking in their native tongue.
Even for those who speak English, when they are walking around on the streets and they start speaking Creole, people start cursing them, you know, like telling them to go back where they come from. And I had an experience whereby I was in Bridgetown and I was literally attacked. So this man came and he was so annoyed that we were speaking Creole. I had to apologize to him.
That's president of the Haitian Association of Barbados, Marie Etienne. Government has approved a project that will transform residential waste collection in the country. This project, in collaboration with the Sanitation Service Authority and ProSource Limited, will improve the efficiency, reliability, and regularity of waste collections. Chairman of the Sanitation Service Authority, Ramon Aline, believes it's not just the public who will benefit from this project.
This project will not only allow our team to be better equipped with state-of-the-art tools and technology, we will be able to deliver a higher standard of service to the public. Just as importantly, it will ensure safer, healthier, and better working conditions for SSA's workers who provide this critical service to the country.
And finally, Jamaica has received assurances it will be able to access vaccines from Cuba once the shot being developed there receives World Health Organization approval. The Sovereign 2 is the most advanced of Cuba's 5 vaccine candidates. About 44,000 volunteers in Havana are currently participating in Phase 3 trials for Sovereign 2. Howard Mitchell, chairman of Jamaica's National Health Fund, told Radio Jamaica News that his agency is in discussions with Cuba with a view to procuring supplies once the vaccine is available. We'll be right back. Recapping the headlines. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley promises rural residents relief from water issues in a matter of weeks. Barbados to get another shipment of COVID-19 vaccines today. The Barbados Secondary Teachers Union wants stricter COVID-19 protocols at schools and a new app launched to reduce school bullying. This has been the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. Your next newscast comes your way at 8:30. I'm Cashy Brown. Good morning.